quick story. I may borrow this chair. That would be perfect. Usually we like to do some kind of hands-on, kind of science-y stuff, but since nobody can get very close anymore, we'll save that for not too much longer when we can all get back to some normal stuff. But today, and I'm actually gonna attempt to ask if the kids can actually like shout out. We're not supposed to shout in church, but we'll try it just barely. I would love to ask what your favorite animal is. Your favorite animal. Are there any kids that are willing to talk loud enough that I can hear you all the way up here? Your favorite animal. Oh, I got a dog. Nice, 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 nice. Love dogs. Love dogs. Anybody else? That's perfect. No problem. My favorite animal, and actually, forgot my phone. My favorite animal in the whole world is actually a donkey. It's a donkey. They're so cool. They're so cool. And some people say that donkeys are stubborn. They say they're stubborn. This is from habitatforhorses.org. This is what they say. Donkeys are not easily startled, unlike horses, and have a keen sense of curiosity. Donkeys have a reputation for stubbornness, but this is due to their highly developed sense of self-preservation. It's difficult to force or frighten a donkey into doing something it sees as contrary to its own best interests or safety. Oh, the donkey. It's beautiful. And in fact, there's a story in the Bible of a donkey. And some of you probably know it. It's Balaam and the donkey. And I want to read to you just a little bit of that story. It's in Numbers chapter 22, and it says this. There's this dude named Balaam, this guy named Balaam, and somebody came to him and offered him a whole bunch of money to go and do something for them. And he did something powerful when they offered the money. He said, let me pray first. Let me see if God will let me go. And at first God said no. And he actually stood up and said, I can only do what God wants me to do. But he kept praying, and finally God said, okay, you can go, but say only what I want you to say. And I think what happened, we talked about this at school, and the student said, I think what happened is his mind shifted from doing what God wanted him to do to making big money. He started to think just about the money, not about doing God's plans. And the story says this, so the next morning, Balaam saddled his donkey and started off with the Moabite officials. But God was mad that Balaam was going. He was mad because Balaam had shifted to wanting the money. So he sent an angel of the Lord to stand in the road to block the way. As Balaam and his two servants were riding along, Balaam's donkey suddenly saw the angel. Oh, the donkey, the power of the donkey. They saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand. The donkey bolted off the road into a field, but Balaam beat it and turned it back onto the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood at a place where the road narrowed between two vineyard walls. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing there, it tried to squeeze by and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. So Balaam beat the donkey again. Then the angel of the Lord moved further down the road and stood in a place so narrow that the donkey could not get by at all. This time, when the donkey saw the angel, it laid down under Balaam. Now, Balaam's surrounded by some fancy people, and I think he was also a little bit embarrassed that the fancy people saw this happening. I have a magic car that every once in a while doesn't start. And you pop the hood and you jiggle some wires. I know which wires to jiggle. And then it starts. And inevitably, that happens at gas stations. I pull up, it's Oregon, so they pump the gas for me. And then I go to start the car, and nothing happens. And so then I have to get out of my car, pop the hood, jiggle the wires, tell them, oh, it's okay, I know, it's good. And then I get back. There's some embarrassment there, and I think Balaam was embarrassed. And he was beating his donkey. Then the Lord caused the donkey to speak. And the donkey said, "What have I done to you that deserves you to beat me these three times?" It asked Balaam, "Because you have made me look like a fool," Balaam shouted. "If I had a sword, I would kill you. But I'm the same donkey you always ride on," the donkey answered. "Have I ever done anything like this before?" "No," Balaam admitted. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing there. You see, I think for all of us, God desperately wants to talk with us. He desperately wants to guide our lives. And he will use anything to get our attention. And there's nothing we can do that's going to cause him to stop trying. And if it takes a donkey to talk to get our attention, no problem. God can do it. If it takes parents to talk, no problem. If it takes pastors, if it takes teachers, if it takes our church family, no matter what, God's not going to stop trying to get a hold of each one of us so that we understand that he loves us. I love donkeys because they're just stinking adorable, but I also love them because in the Bible we know that God used donkeys, whether that's to carry Mary as she's pregnant, to give birth to Jesus, or many other stories that happen in there. And so as we cruise through our days, as we cruise through our lives, I hope that we get to look around and see God all around us, from the people to the animals to the beautiful world that we get to live in, all those things. We want to give all of that to God. Let's have prayer. Dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for each amazing child that you have big plans for. Before they were ever born, you had a master plan for their lives. And we know you say in the Bible that your thoughts are good and not of evil, thoughts to prosper, give us a hope and a future. And so we cling to those and we pray for each child. We lift them up to you and we ask that you don't stop at donkeys or people or anything. You use everything to reach them. Thank you for this church where we put kids first so that we can lift them up to you, God. Thank you for all you do for us and be with us this Sabbath day. Amen.